Okay, good Arab Shabbos. So the halacha that we're up to is the 10th halacha in the 20th chapter of Hilchos Sanhedrin, which is a very unusual halacha in the structure of the Rambam, where he sort of pauses from the natural flow of halachos that again began with the issue of Naki Vitzadik Al Tarug. We're back in halacha Aleph, then the Gedarim of Anus in halachos Beis and Gimel. And then, the issues of Los Achos Einecho, V'yarta Dam Naki, issues of Los Sisaf and Eidal, that was in Halacha Dalad, Los Hatamishbad of Yonacha Berivo, Halacha Hei, right? Cheskas of Meshaker, as we were Medaik in the Yad HaChazaka, issues of Ivos Hadin and Inui Hadin, and Halacha Vav, Halacha Zayin, we talked about Hagas Libo Behora, Halacha Ches, we talked about the balance of Ki Rabim Chalalim Hepila, Vatsumim Kol Harugah, Talmud Shehigia Lehora, Talmud Shalohigia Lehora. And finally, after discussing the broader principle of Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabo, Chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim, the Ram says, Al Tomar Shekol Elu Hadvarim, L'chora, going back to the beginning of the parak, she bedin she yesh behotzas mamon harbe mizeh unesinas lazeh la'olam he din elef mana v'din pruta achas shavin beinecha l'chol davar. So the Rambam says this attitude, again, some of the issues were particular to din and nefashos, but this attitude of hevu mesunim badin, we quoted also from the pasuk in Iyov, the mentality of trying to be very punctilious, so that mentality has to apply across the board. So I think number one, before we get to the Radvaz, I think this confirms a certain basic idea we've been trying to project. It's not so much about the human victim, right? What would the human victim be? If it's a din pruta, I'm talking about a negligible, trivial amount of damage, but if a person thinks that the issue here is mishpat per se, so whether it's a $1 billion case or a case of a pruta, the ivos hadin is the same. The ivos hadin is exactly the same if the mishpat is not handled correctly. So that, I think, is a critical point. I've tried to emphasize it. I want to emphasize it again. The whole idea of din elef, right, din pruta, underscores that as much as we care about a potential human victim, that's not our overarching focus. So the Vaz comments, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Zayin, Perakam the Sanhedrin, Kakaton, Kakadol Tishma'un, Amr Ishlakish, Yechav, Lecha, Dinshal Pruta, Kadinshal Mayamana, Lamai Hilchasa, Ile, Mali Yunebe, right? It's a question of how much effort you put in a Mifsake, Pshita, right? I mean, it's Haitachim, that a person's going to take shortcuts, Elo Lakdume. You shouldn't say, look, your case isn't that important, so you'll go after the multi-billion dollar international corporation over here. That's what we mean. It's a milsa de pshita, that in terms of the amount of work that one puts in, it's irrespective of whatever's on the table. Then the Radvaz is quite a chiddush, I think. That's what the Rambam means when he says shavu beinecha l'chol davar. I don't think that's what the Rambam means. Shavu beinecha l'chol davar seems to me is a reference to what the Rambam said before. Shekol elu hadvarim, right? Everything that we spoke about before, right? So when it comes to dal lo sedar berivo lo sata mishpat of yonacha berivo, so who cares? Number one, it's a tiny case, and second of all, he's probably lying anyway. Shavin beinecha l'chol davar, I think, is what we said, all the previous cases. So a point of divergence from the Radvaz on that nekuda. More broadly, the Radvaz says, Mistar b'li yishim hadin shel pruta tzarech iyun umasun v'oso shel me'amana pashiru me'od pasuk v'shari lei. So you should pask in the second case first. Ein roi lanuz oso mipnei masun shel zeh. That, I think, is maybe even a bigger chiddush in the Radvaz. Because the way that it sounds in the Gemara, Shim Bal Fanacha Din Shal Pruta B'Tchila Tifsok Oso V'Achar Kach Oso Shal Me'amana, means it's first come, first serve. I don't think that there's any issue of Inui Hadin with respect to a din that's not in front of you, right? So I think the point is that You have a responsibility to handle whatever comes first, even if it's going to take a little while. You can imagine the Radvaz's approach, I think, can lead to a major moral hazard, right? Every time somebody takes a case, say, well, you know, this is going to take a little while. Let me put, you know, this case first and that other case first. I don't think you can operate on that basis. You have to go first come, first serve, which is the words of the Gemara and the words of the Rambam, kipshutan.